Neil carried me back to his cabin after finding me at the river. I felt safe in his arms, probably the only safe place in this world left for me. My body was shivering, but not from the cold. Still in shock from what just happened, I curled myself up in a ball, defeated, small, and overpowered. Once we were inside, he put me to sleep in his bed. He gently placed a blanket on top of me, just like he did the day we first met. Only now, every part of me hurt. My arms were full of bruises, my back crushed from being pressed into the ground, and my bottom bleeding from being forcefully entered. It was the lowest I had ever felt. My lowest point. I didn't even feel like a human being anymore. Or a fur touched. Or whatever the hell I was supposed to be. In a soft, broken voice, I asked Neil to leave me alone for a while. After processing my mind over the events that took place that day, I started crying again. Crying myself to sleep. The way that I got woken up the next morning was anything but peacefully. Startled by a nightmare, I jumped up covered in sweat. Well, it wasn't morning anymore, really. More like afternoon. Slowly and steady, I dragged myself out of the room. Neil was sleeping on his couch. It was sweet that he'd give me the space I needed and sacrificed his bed for me. Softly, I laid my hand on his shoulder. Neil's beautiful yellow eyes greeted me, accompanied with a gentle, tender smile.
Hey, sweetheart.
He lifted up his arm, inviting me into his embrace. I accepted. It felt good, just laying there, cuddled up to him. He looked at me in a serious and concerned way.
I know that this is a big deal, but it's important that you know you can't talk with anyone about this other than me.
That got me a little confused, but I nodded my head.
The Alpha will return to the camp soon, and he can't deal with any of that stuff, okay?
What? I thought to myself. What does he mean the Alpha can't deal with that stuff? He's the Alpha, right? Isn't he supposed to bring order to the pack? Neil explained himself further.
There is a certain way he looks at things, like being forced to pleasure other guys. He thinks it's okay for someone to use other boys like that.
I looked at him as if he had just told me that my parents became atheists.
I know it's twisted, but he thinks getting forced down is a sign of weakness, and that the stronger guy has the full right to use the weak one as a toy like that. He doesn't care about rape, abuse, or anything that has something to do with it.
That's kind of fucked up. What leader would have his own pack members rape each other?
So, for both our sakes, keep quiet about this.
I was so confused. Was he telling me to just let this go?
Try to avoid Artyom as much as possible, and forget about what happened. What happened, happened, and there's nothing that we can do about it.
I was so frustrated by the thought that I just got forced to be some dude's personal cum dump, and I just had to let it go. I started crying again, because of how tired and mad I was.
Oh, Yen, come here.
Neil pulled me tight to his body. He started stroking my hair. After some comforting words, he lifted up my chin with his left hand.
I know this is hard. It's just the way things work around here. You either use others, or you end up getting used. It happened to me too once, you know.
I really wanted to know what happened to him, but I didn't ask about it. I could see by the look on his face that he had already given it a place and made his peace with it.
Come on, let's have a look at what our tasks are this week.
As we got up, he wiped away my tears and helped me get in my clothes. He held my hand as we walked up to Ray's tent, where the task board was visible for everyone.
Looks like you're part of this week's recruiters. That's good.
I smiled a little because of how happy Neil seemed for me. It sounded like being part of the squad that recruits new Omegas was the best thing ever.
It might be good for you to be outside for some time.
I could only agree with him on that. I needed a break from this place. Neil let go of my hand.
I gotta get back to work now, but I'll see you soon, okay?
I don't know why I did it, but I pulled him closer and gave him a kiss on his cheek. He was surprised. After just standing there in silence, staring at me for a while, Neil walked away, for real this time.
Bye, cutie.
It was time to get back to my own cabin. Maybe I could clean it up a little. Yeah, that seemed like a good plan. I turned myself in the right direction and started walking. But then, I felt a hand grabbing my shoulder.
Holy crap, Ian? Is that you?
I couldn't believe my eyes.
What are you doing here?
The face of the boy that was standing in front of me was all too familiar. It was Liam. My best friend somehow ended up in the camp at just the right time.
Wait, how did you even get here?
Liam? I whispered. I hugged him so hard. I missed him. He hugged me back. I invited him over to my cabin for some hot chocolate milk and a good talk. We had lots of things to go over. After all, I hadn't seen him since I discovered that I was far-fetched 3 weeks ago. Liam insisted on making the hot chocolate himself for us. While pouring it out in the mugs, he explained how he got here. He was brought here by the other Omegas yesterday. Just like me.
Here you go, buddy.
We sat down on my couch. It felt like old times. Liam and I often had sleepovers with hot chocolate milk as kids. It was nice to do that again. Just the two of us. Best buddies. Warm by the fireplace.
So, you're one of us too then, huh?
I told him everything about what I did after my self-discovery.
Wow, dude, I had no idea. So that's why you ran away from home.
I nodded my head while taking another sip of the hot cocoa.
Yeah, I did the same. A place like that never would have been safe for people like us. They still hunt us, you know.
That really got to me. Were the people of our village actively hunting boys that happened to be fur-touched? Wow.
It's like a mass genocide of wolves back home. I was too scared to tell Mom and Dad, but I couldn't just pretend that nothing was happening to me. After all, they would have noticed my eyes turning yellow.
I listened to him as he told his story to me.
That's when I turned to my older sister. She gave me the advice to run away as fast as I could.
I commented that he did good by that.
And I ran into the forest. I don't know why, but at the time, I could only think about going in this specific direction. It was like the forest was calling to me or something.
I knew what he was talking about. It happened to me too. The forest was sort of drawing me in. That's kind of creepy to think about.
But enough about me. How are you holding on?
I took a deep breath and told him everything about what had happened with Archam and his friends.
Oh, damn. I don't know what to say. That's horrible. And I'm so sorry I wasn't here sooner.
I told him that it was okay.
No, I should have been here for you.
As I made it very clear that he couldn't have done anything about it, I grabbed his hand.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
I got a little emotional again from thinking and speaking out about it. A tear had formed on my cheek. Liam didn't really know how to respond to all of this.
I know it's a bit of a weird question, but...
He hesitated to ask me, but I was happy he finally did.
Would you like me to spend the night with you? Here, in your cabin, I mean. Don't get me wrong, I don't have plans to sleep with you in that way. It's just that, I think you could use a friend right now to comfort you.
He opened his arms and invited me into his embrace.
I want to be there for you.
In a way, it felt weird to be all cuddled up to him like that. But then again, I needed it. It seemed like we were in love for a brief moment. I pulled him towards my bedroom, still holding his hand. I admit, it was a little awkward at first, laying in bed with him with only our shorts on. But that mixed feeling faded away quickly. It was so warm and comfy.
Think of me as your own personal hot pillow.
I got closer and placed my arm over him. He smelled so nice. Like home.
It's okay, it's okay. Just rest your head on me.
I fell asleep immediately. His heartbeat was the most relaxing and comfortable sound I had ever heard.
Sleep tight, Ian.
And there we were, two best friends sleeping in each other's arms, cuddled up in bed, like lovers.